Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello and welcome to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware and I'm here with my dear mother.
Why are you pulling your face? What?
Because you've just been mean to me.
Yeah, I'm saying it through gritted teeth. I didn't want to tell the listeners that, but yeah.
My lack of enthusiasm.
No, you're like Stalin-esque kind of...
Delegation.
Ruling.
Okay. Someone needs to be in
charge. I'm really glad I'm going on tour for 2 weeks because you are doing my nutting. You may hear a rustle of against your ears. That is me. I'm basically trying to do everything before I go on tour. I'm trying to get my grey hairs done. So bless Liz, my
Does
lovely hairstylist.
Why? Being
why?
Grey.
Well, everyone knows. It's warts and all, Mum. It's warts and all.
Then why colour it?
Touché. And we're back. So if you didn't listen to our George Ezra episode, there was an issue with the ribs.
Yes, you didn't cook them properly.
Sam got the wrong cut.
He didn't get the wrong cut. He got exactly the right cut, but he didn't get them chopped.
Do you think that it was affected by them being in wine for 4 days because a mole had decided to be vegetarian?
I think it's probably lucky we couldn't eat it because I think we would have died.
So if you didn't listen last week... We ended up getting takeaway.
First time.
But...
And we're still alive.
We're still kicking. We're still going with the podcast. And Mum has decided to tell me who is boss. And you've decided to do short ribs tonight.
But I just thought it's a horrible cold night. And I just thought it'd be tasty and nice.
I don't think we're going to need takeaway tonight.
Hope not. They do...
They're already soft.
Yeah.
To be fair, I'm a novice when it comes to cooking beef. And I messed up and I accept it. And I'm really looking forward to eating your short ribs. And I'm sure they're going to be much better. Well, they're
good with lentils, darling.
So what is the menu tonight, Mum? Because I have actually left it to you.
So it's sticky beef short ribs with, I think, baked potato, cavolo nero. Mm. Oh, I'm first because Dermot wanted it.
He demanded
chicken soup, my chicken soup. So there's chicken soup with matzo balls. I think it's one of the best things I can cook, really.
I agree.
Chicken soup is kind of integral to our family life, really. Mm. It has been, you know, it's been... When I was young, I had it every single Friday night, chicken soup and matzo balls. The only thing that my mum would switch about was whether I had noodles in it or whether we had matzo balls in it.
We never have noodles in it. You never lokshen.
No, but I prefer matzo balls.
Me
but
too.
Lokshen is great.
I mean, it's something that you make for me. If I get a cold, which I frequently do, Mum will bring emergency chicken soup around.
And it helps.
It really does. Jewish penicillin.
I know, it does really help. It's just so lovely. I never tire of it. No. I always love it. And it's good for everyone. And you can take some on tour for the baby.
No, I know there's going to be none left. It's your best thing.
Okay.
And then we've brought in the old pastry chef, Dr. Ware.
Yeah.
And he's doing a lemon tart tonight?
A lemon tart.
Lemon and raspberry?
A glazed lemon tart. Oh. You're going to be able to see your face in it.
Wow, Mum.
What's happened? Come in, Dr. Earth.
There was a minor disaster and please nobody heard me screaming.
Why, what happened?
Thanks for coming.
What happened? Do you see this?
The lemon mix spilled over the baked potatoes.
Have you washed the baked potatoes?
Yeah.
Okay.
that they might taste a bit lemony.
Saboteur! Those are my jacket potatoes.
That's all you've done.
It's fine, it's just burnt all my fingers in the process.
Are you quite excited that Dermot O'Leary's coming?
Yeah, because he's fit.
And that's all we need, folks.
And I hope he gives me some gossip about X Factor.
That's all we want, isn't
that's
it?
That's really what we want.
We have Dermot O'Leary coming on Table Manners. Stay tuned. He's here.
I'm going to faint. I'm so excited.
Hello.
Hey. Hi.
Hi, I'm
oh
so
my God,
sorry.
You're so sweet. Don't worry, I had my hair in like dye about a second ago.
So
I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you. I got the flowers, Jess.
Thank you. We care so much about what we feed you that we go back and forth. I mean, Mum and I talk on
I'd
the
have
phone.
Been happy with anything.
Yeah.
No, that's really sweet. But you did ask.
Chicken,
you did.
But it's not noodles.
You haven't got noodles.
But
have you ever
no
had
nuts.
A canadel?
No, I've had a kreplach.
Oh, kreplach is
what's
gorgeous.
That?
It's like a dumpling. It's like pierogies.
It, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you aren't getting the lokshen, but you're getting a knedel.
Oh,
which is
lokshen?
A matzo ball.
Lokshen is a noodle.
Oh, yeah, perfect.
Matzo ball you're having.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll like them.
But, yeah, I mean, I asked you to be on this after we did that. Like, it was like the day before Christmas. I was on your show and I basically just swooped in there, and this is what I do now. I do it at the Brits, I do it at Hooten and Angels, I do it when I go to work. I just try and like pick people up. And you said yes, you'd do this only
so
if Mum
you.
Did chicken soup. So this is
you've
what we've
it.
Done.
Yeah.
So Dermot O'Leary,
by the way,
thank you.
Have been, it's my pleasure. That wouldn't have, if you
no,
said,
no, no.
I know,
soup, I
but you
it.
Did say very enthusiastically that you would love to try the chicken soup. So
best.
Are you a bit of, do you call them, what would you call it, a Jewophile?
New Jew. I'm Catholic, which
are
I,
you Catholic?
Yeah,
new
so I describe
Jew.
It as new Jew.
Are
yeah.
you,
love
are
that.
You confirmed in everything?
Oh yeah.
You're Roman
so
Catholic.
Were you born jazz, in, yeah. I think I heard you talking once about your life. Were you born in?
I was born over here.
England, but your family are from Ireland?
Wexford town, yeah.
Wexford.
Right in the southeast.
Did you ever go to the opera there?
I did, yeah. It's wonderful.
I know, it's wonderful. They do
they have
opera
an opera
festival.
Oh, really?
It's like a fringe
yeah.
festival.
It's
so
the
they
most
specifically
fantastic opera.
Try and put on operas that aren't well known.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they've got a really big opera house.
Yeah,
actually.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's as good as Glyndebourne.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's really good. In fact, I went last year. I went
what did
to,
you
see? Yeah. Oh, God, what did I see? I went for a rehearsal. Because the thing is, you can't... It's really hard to get tickets. Mm.
Yeah,
so
it's like Glyndebourne.
A lot
yeah.
of people volunteer in the town, and but it's a big thing for the town. I can't remember what I went to go and see now.
They often
good.
Do
was
the
it
ring.
Good?
The ring cycle.
I'm really easily impressed when I go and see theatre or opera or anything like that. So okay. I lose count of the amount of conversations I have when I go, oh, did you see so-and-so? I love the theatre. When I say, did you see so-and-so?
Oh,
I
yeah.
say, yeah. They go, isn't it fantastic? Whoever I'm speaking to goes, I didn't enjoy it so much. And I can't
you
compute.
Don't mind because you love it.
I'd love the experience.
Yeah, me too.
Do you go to the theatre a lot?
Yeah, loads.
What did you last
what
see?
What was the last thing?
I last saw The Girl from the North.
Oh, I can't hear
the best
anymore
thing
people
in the
talking
world.
About this. I'm so jealous.
It's the best thing.
I saw Glengarry Glen Ross.
I haven't seen that. Was it good?
Always Be Closing.
Have you seen The Ferryman?
Saw the Ferryman at the Royal Court. But here's my thing about London. God, I've lived here half my life and I'm very proud of being like, what I would consider to be a Londoner. And I really love that. I love the city. But things can come to London. Yes, I'd love some wine, thank you. Things can come to London, they can show, they can leave, and you can never know they've been here.
Mm-hmm. Jessie, turn the soup off, darling, I think.
Oh my God, she's really hamming up her
Jessie
Jewish
says
mother
I've
right
become
now.
Like Stalin. I don't mean to, but I don't want it ruined, for God's sake.
Can you talk me through your soup game?
What do you mean?
Well, how do you make...
Okay, so you want to hear the story about this soup, right? The best way to make chicken soup is get a boiling hen.
Yeah, okay.
Right, the only place really you can buy boiling hens are from the kosher butchers.
Yeah.
Because they have them all the time.
There aren't any in South London.
There's
not.
Where I live in the diaspora in South mm-hmm. London, there's no kosher butchers. So Jesse ordered a boiling hen. Sam went and got
husband.
It.
Yeah.
Put it in the freezer because yep. Jessie was coming over on Saturday with her baby who I was going to look after.
Lovely.
Right.
We're going to start the get the chicken soup ready.
Going, get going.
What, on Saturday?
Before. No, not
just
Saturday.
Like prep it, you know,
no,
like
just start, get
all the
it. Have it there.
This yeah. is how much we like. It,
right,
Jesse. No, we really care about our
right. Jesse forgot the chicken. The hen.
To bring the hen.
The hen. Yep. Right. Sam then came the next day to pick up the baby. Mm-hmm. Didn't bring the hen either, so it had to be Ubered over so I could cook
so
it.
So the hen has been Ubered over. Yeah,
so
to
I cook it yesterday.
Now it's back in its
yeah,
rightful.
It has to be because you have to cook it and let it go cold to skim the fat off yep. the top, and then
you do with the hen, you just boil the hen.
You no. You put
it's
the hen.
Boiling hen. That's
yeah,
more
you boil
question.
The hen. You boil the hen, but you boil it with onions, yeah. celery. There's some celeriac in that, some swede, lots
ooh,
of carrots.
Is that why
yeah.
this may be the best soup of your
I
life?
I thought this the smell was so delicious when
then,
I came
then
in.
Then what
yeah.
happens?
Then you have to leave it to go, right, you have to leave it to go cold and you have to fish everything out to, and then you really want to serve it as a clear soup. So you just save the little carrots that you've used and then you get it really cold. So I put it outside mm-hmm. this morning.
Yeah, you skin the...
And skim the fat off. And then
where does the chicken come in?
There is no chicken in it.
It's a chicken. It's a hen. It's no chicken in the soup. Some I throw it away.
You throw the chicken away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's a once it's boiled, it's not nice. You wouldn't want to eat it.
Growing up in Essex,
yeah.
What like were your family big foodie family?
How many children? First?
Like what? Two. What's the kind of like? Is there
it was
a Catholic
kind of odd,
dish?
If I'm honest, because my dad decided when I was about 5 years old that he wanted to be vegetarian.
Uh oh.
So he went...
You're not vegetarian,
no,
are you?
No, but okay, it meant, therefore, that he's pescatarian, so it meant, therefore, that very quickly... Because it's going to sound odd, but I'm sure you'll appreciate this. Your parents' generation, you couldn't really afford to give up meat, if that makes sense, even though meat's a cost.
You couldn't afford
it was
to
the
be
luxury
exactly.
to be vegetarians.
Yeah, right. So he didn't have... When he was growing up, yeah. he... He didn't, so if there was bacon and cabbage on, or if there were Irish stew on, or it was, you know, my dad's one of five, and there was always a pot on in my granny's kitchen, and it was a lovely, welcoming, the smells are what you always remember,
yeah.
I remember the peat fire, and the food in the kitchen, and I remember the gas stove, because we didn't have a gas stove back home, so she'd turn on the gas stove, and put the kettle on the gas stove, and that was always, so I had a very Irish upbringing in that. It was kind of odd, and I'm sure you had this as well with the Jewish thing, where when you live your life normally, and I went to a Church of England primary school and I went to a Catholic secondary school, so it became a little bit more normal then. But as soon as you shut the door on a... just to give you, like, backstory. My parents came over in 68, lived in London, sort of Irish London, and then my dad couldn't afford to buy a house in London and thought he probably wanted to bring his kids up outside London, so he moved out to... He was on the train to go and see an old auntie who'd decided to retire by the coast in a place called Brightlingsea, which is near Colchester. It's a nice, mm-hmm. really nice little village. And he was on the train and he saw this little village called Markstown and they were building houses there. And he realised he could afford it. And he thought, well, I work in London now and I can commute and it was going to take me an hour, so let's move there. So we moved there and I was born pretty much as we moved there. And then every summer...
What did he do,
Dermot? He was a classic Irish kind of... He worked on the sites when he came over... And then he retrained. He went to night school in business, and then he got a master's in business, and then he worked for British Telecom for about 32
fantastic.
Years.
So he
yeah.
became a manager.
But it's interesting. He was never really defined by his job. My dad. He was never. You know, it wasn't his passion. But he.
What was his passion?
He loves hurling, which is an Irish sport.
Hurling.
Yeah. He loves politics. That? We talk politics all the time. He loves history. Hurling is the fastest field sport in the world. It's 15 a side. It's amateur. The Gaelic Games Association, which is the GAA in Ireland, which is a very political body. So they didn't allow English sports in Croke Park, which is a national stadium. They didn't allow anything, didn't allow concerts or anything up until about the early 2000s. Mm. So, and then the tide changed, thankfully, I think, which is a good thing. And but he's a big... So, you know, they moved back to Ireland last year. Yeah, so
they've moved back.
Yeah, 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 they're back now.
That's quite nice.
It's
for
wonderful.
You. Yeah.
yeah, and it's a beautiful part of the world. And
it is gorgeous, Jesse.
Do you know Dublin very well as well?
I mean,
Dublin
I know. Style. I always have a really good gig there, but I never really get to. And I feel really.
Would
bad.
You not ever take the day off after the gig and then look around and then?
I'd love to. But you kind of don't get to choose when you're on the tour. It's kind of they schedule it and they do that and then you go. Oh, I've got a day off in. So I've got a day off in Warsaw on this next tour, and I've got a day off in
Amsterdam, yeah. And that's lovely.
Yeah.
But yeah, you don't get to choose. But yes, that would be great if I was maybe the Rolling Stones, I'd be able to say I want a day off.
Were
you saying Lahaim?
Yeah.
Lahaim.
No, Schlunter.
Schlunter. Schlunter.
That's the Irish one.
Mm. Okay, Schlunter.
What does it mean, actually?
Just cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah.
You play seven aside.
Yeah.
My husband plays seven aside.
Does he?
He used to play on a Sunday, and I got rid of that as soon as we moved here. I said, no, you're not doing Sunday and Thursday, mate.
I quite like Sunday.
Why? You want to watch him once.
I loved it.
He used to play in like Herne Hill.
Thursday is a better night to play football.
Is it?
And then you get your weekend free.
It's quite aggressive. Thursdays is quite an aggressive one, isn't it? Is it Power League?
Do you play Thursday?
No, I do, but I play. We sort of get there with friends and pick teams, and then we sort of look at the Power League going, Jesus, guys, calm down.
So, you just play together.
Just nice friends.
So I was going to say, like, if people were playing against you, I wonder whether they'd be nice to you.
And I get quite aggy when I play sports.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Not on
and
that.
Then your rep
on
would
Thursday,
go down.
No, because Thursday's just a nice kickabout. But when I play rugby, yeah, no.
So you're quite competitive.
Not in life.
You're aggressive.
Not in life.
No, not in life, no. But in sport. How does
I used
this
to be? I'm not really
okay, but like, how does that work? Doing the X Factor, do you feel like you get quite competitive?
I take the job seriously. Like, I prep all the time. I just prep. Sometimes prep too much. Like any live telly, I prep.
But like
within an inch of my life.
So when
stuff
prep,
goes wrong, you can handle it.
Okay. Well, like live TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. I bet it's a
so
nightmare.
The final of the X Factor.
Yeah.
Which was at Excel, which is an odd venue. Mm. But so we were at Excel, and I came on stage, and for the first 5 minutes, I had no water cue.
Oy vey.
Yeah. But you're all right. You could keep going. Well,
because I prepped.
Okay.
If I hadn't prepped, I'd be in a world of pain. But all I thought was, well, I know roughly where I'm going for the next 5 minutes, and then I never get there, and then I get sort of know what to say. And you know, and it was all right, because the producer's very good in my earpiece, and then he realised quite quickly, and we just all bust it together, and it's fine. But if I'd have gone out there ill-prepared, then it'd been in the car crash.
Do you like it now? It's a bit... Simon's nicer.
Oh, yeah.
I preferred it before, you see. So I hate the six-chair challenge.
Yeah. It's a waste of time.
Really unkind.
I think it's unkind as well. Yeah.
It's unkind.
Hang on.
But I loved it.
You preferred it when it was nasty,
right,
but
you don't
like the six-chair challenge.
But if someone sings really shit,
yeah,
you should say they really sang shit. To be honest.
Well,
they're not going to get... You see, sometimes I wonder about...
Do you have to say it like that, Mum?
I do think he's honest. Look, Simon's one of the most honest people
you'll
meet.
Yeah, he's more
honest.
He's more honest.
When it comes to feedback when someone comes...
Yeah, he is, but not always. Not if it's his group.
Yeah, but no, he's not going to pick anyone that's... He never picks anyone that's bad.
No.
And I think with the six-year challenge, I was uncomfortable with it, and I've said it publicly. But I think as the show's evolved, I think people now...
Kind of like it.
Well, no, I think punters that go out and actually do it know what to expect, so I feel a lot more at ease with it than I did.
Well, people expect it as well.
Well, yeah, they're less disappointed when they get.
Do you decide every year we might change it up this year?
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, they sort of asked my opinion, but.
Did you watch the year that you were out?
I was in South Africa for 3 months.
Good for you.
Working, so I.
Sensible.
Yeah, well, that was just sort of serendipitous, really. So right. I didn't really get a chance to watch it. But I watched some of... I was here for some of the early stuff, and I went out on Saturdays because I just thought, you know what? It's the first opportunity I've had in
100 years,
yeah,
to go
years
out,
to
yeah.
actually go out.
But also, you do a Radio 2, which I've been on, and thank you very much.
Saturday mornings.
Yeah. Like, your weekends are buggered, basically. You work... Like, do you take... Monday and Tuesday.
And well,
like,
Monday
how does
ends
that work?
Up turning into an admin day.
Yeah, but like, how does that work with your wife? Like, you know, does D
I think
like
we've always been freelance, and as soon as we got together, I think we got together, and then when I was
where did you meet her?
20. She was working in the same production company. I was just starting out as a host, and she was production secretary.
T4.
No, this was after. This is a show called Recovered. Me and my mate Drew came up with this idea called Recovered. And it was just, you'd have loved it. It was, you'd come on, do one of your own songs, quick interview, and then you cover another song.
It was a lovely
TV show.
Yeah.
It was really nice. So we had some really good
Bring it back.
Yeah.
And we had...
Basically your radio show.
Oh, it was lovely, yeah. And then I nicked the idea from my bench. and it was just a really sweet, simple, half an hour maybe longer. Show. We filmed it in Hammersmith. And she was working on that. We met on that show. Yeah.
We need to eat something.
Yeah.
So we can just eat the first course, which is the chicken soup. Because I feel like, you know, we can't keep it. No, I'll do it. You sit.
All right. Darling, make sure it's hot enough and get nice bowls. I was going to bring my white plates, but I couldn't.
Right. Okay, Mum, do you want two tomatoes or one?
Yeah, two, darling.
What spoon should I use?
Well, Jessie doesn't have soup spoons, so just use the biggest one.
I have a soup spoon.
Sorry. Jessie, I'm buying you.
It all tastes the same, and it's going to fucking taste the same the way you spoon it,
sorry,
isn't it?
Darling.
It tastes so nice.
Thank you. Well, I mean, Mum. Hopefully, this will cure your back pains.
I know you're Irish Catholic, but you get you've got the Jewish it's.
You
know
I feel a big affinity. I think.
You
I think
do.
It's the family.
Why do you think it is?
Well, going back to your. My dad. So my dad gave up me. Wow, this is going everywhere, isn't it?
No, it's fine.
My dad. So we gave up meat and fish became a thing, a big thing in our family. And then, you know, with the Irish family, every second week we'd be in London seeing family. And then that was always kind of big roast dinner because the Irish always get vegetable soup, roast beef and apple pie. That is the standard. If you ever go to an Irish do, those are the things you will always
eat. It's the same in a Jewish do, yeah.
And so every second week we'd either go watch him play hurling or we'd go up and see my auntie in Queen's Park and we'd just watch musicals all day and we'd go to the park and, you know, it was lovely. And then we'd travel back. And I was talking to a friend about this last night. We'd travel back in the car and we had an estate car. And me and my sister could get in sleeping bags. This is before anyone cared whether you put kids in seatbelts and stuff. And I used to remember, and that's when I fell in love with London, because I would drive back and I'd just watch the streetlights and the stars and stuff. And I was like, I'm going to live here one day. So I've always felt a big affinity to London. So I've always kind of felt three places at home. Ireland feels like a spiritual home because I do feel at home when I go there. And then London feels like properly my proper home.
So where did the Jews come in?
And then growing up in Colchester. I think, I don't know. I don't know where I love the tradition of it. I think the Irish and the Jewish sense of humour is pretty similar.
Right, okay, sorry, I'm going to do this. Sorry, because
You can take some home. Do you like it?
It's outstanding.
Take some home for Dee.
I can take some home for me.
But back to food.
Oh.
You were talking about your dad becoming a vegetarian. So you were brought up kind of as a vegetarian?
As a sort of... Not
pescatarian.
Really, yeah, not really. I mean, we had meat because my dad would commute, so he would get back sort of later from time to time. When we were 14, my mum went back to work. She worked at a local sports centre. And so she taught us how to cook. So quite quickly, food became a thing.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it. And I went through a period, I failed all my GCSEs first time around, which is quite hard.
How did you manage that?
I'm an idiot, and I'm easily distracted.
What were you distracted by, Dermot?
Two people in the corner, I'd be there. What are they talking about?
Okay.
Are you just nosy?
Yeah. Anyway. So my dad said to me, so look, we're going to give it another crack. I'd love another little, is that all right?
Okay, we're on to number two. Ed Sheeran is the leader for servings, by the way. Not of chicken soup, he had four sausages. And these were like foot-long sausages, so...
It's good to know.
Dermot O'Leary's on number two of chicken soup.
He was a vegetarian until he was 11.
Was he really? Ed and me actually have very similar upbringings because his family are from Wexford and then they moved to Framlingham, which is only around the corner from where I grew up. So we've talked about that before.
Him?
Yeah.
He's
it's a lovely
sweet,
guy.
Isn't he?
Yeah, very good guy.
So
she taught us how to cook. So, that's so nice of you.
Thank you.
So very quickly, food became a thing and I did my work experience in a local restaurant.
What food were they?
Bistro 9.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what kind of, what's...
Steak Diane.
Oh, old school.
Kind of, just a real kind of old school 70s style French
love
bistro.
It.
So I fell in love with that industry.
Mm-hmm.
That industry ticks a lot of the same boxes as working in telly.
What?
Really?
Food?
Why?
You get one chance to get it right.
Okay.
So you're in front of house in a restaurant. I love being a waiter. Loved it. Loved
so
working in the
it.
Kitchen, front of house and a restaurant.
Jesse,
and then I paid my way through
university
when I was at University of Middlesex. I paid my way through university by being a barman.
So how did you get from doing politics and media to being a fabulous presenter?
She's very good.
No, I'm not. I love you.
I love you the best.
I graduated from Middlesex and I went straight to America to my last student loan. I thought, I'm going to go and travel. Just on my own. So I went around America on my own by train for 3 months and I loved it. And I got back and I thought, right, what do you want to do? And I really wanted to work in telly and I thought I'd really like to be a host.
So you thought you'd like to
be host? I'd love to do this,
okay,
yeah.
So you thought?
Didn't think it was possible.
No, I mean, it's a...
But had you performed or been front of house?
Oh, I did a bit of drama at school.
Okay.
So I'd done sort of up to GCSE, I've done drama and I really, really loved it. I probably should have done it at A level.
I do want
to
ask
you, open that wine. I want you to see what you think of
it. Oh, okay, yes, sorry.
Only if you want.
No,
absolutely. Definitely.
Okay, so Dermot has brought... Oh, you brought... Okay, an Italian wine. Yeah. I'm thinking you love Italian wine because you have a place in Italy.
A little bit. I like Italian and French wine is probably my favourite.
So
to explain anything about this wine? Because to be honest, I just like stuff that's... I don't know what I like, but whenever I try an expensive bottle, I never seem to like it.
This should be a Sangiovese.
Tell me what... I don't know anything, so...
I've started collecting a little bit.
Do you use that app? What's that app?
Vivino.
I love Vivino. You got Vivino?
I'm going to get it because everyone...
You got Vivino?
I have had Vivino. Sometimes I use it and sometimes I don't.
Okay,
do you want
so
a Vivino
I'm
now?
Going to do it now.
Well, it's a Chianti, but it's a... I'm a member of the Wine Society.
No, that's a fancy one.
Oh, I got that as a wedding present. It's really good a present.
Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
You wanted to be a chef then?
Yeah.
So is that why you failed your GCSEs? No.
No, but after I failed my GCSEs,
you
my
were like,
dad said,
yeah,
do you want to, let's do them again. And if you do them again and it goes well, then we'll do A-levels. If not, you've got to think about what you want to do. And I was like, if I fail next time, I'm definitely going to be a chef.
Do you cook a lot?
Mm. 4 or 5 times a week, I'd say.
Okay, what was the last thing you cooked?
All right, so we had a couple of mates around on Saturday night. Mm. And I bought some halibut and I cooked and I pan fried that and then got it over the line in the oven. And then I did some sort of crushed potatoes with that.
Mm.
And then I did, there's this place in LA called, was it Guelica?
Jelena?
Yeah. So I had their cookbook and they do this lovely char grilled broccoli. Mm. Broccolini,
yeah.
Yeah. And then I did their sort of dressing with that is red wine vinegar and garlic and chili, so I did that.
Yeah,
And then that was the side, and then I did like a sort of classic kind of Italian sort of parsley lemon. You just can't go wrong with parsley and lemon.
Mm.
And a little bit of butter, a little bit of olive oil, and a little bit of water, and emulsified that a little bit, and then over the fish.
Did you do a pud?
Really simple.
Pud? Cheese. Yeah. Oh, so have you got more of a savoury tooth than a sweet tooth?
No, I like a little bit of sweet stuff. But I don't cook desserts enough. I need to.
So where do you like to cook, but where do you eat out in London? I know that's an annoying question, but
no, not at all.
Some of your like go-tos.
Okay, so we eat a lot of fish out, so I love the old school fish
restaurants. I'm so annoyed that we didn't do the salmon tonight.
No, I'm glad you didn't.
No, I'm glad we didn't actually, Jesse.
I'm glad you didn't.
Well, when we were going to have a lighter dinner, we were going to do salmon. Now you're having ribs.
I'm glad I haven't. I'm glad we're doing
fine.
Ribs.
All right, fine.
I love Bentley's. That's a lovely old school. Bentley's. It's a really lovely old school fish restaurant. An Irish guy called Richard Corrigan took it on a while ago. And it's one of those restaurants that's been there for like hundreds of years, or like 100 odd years. But then he took it on as kind of like, you know, it's a really fun place to eat now. Downstairs. Upstairs a little bit stuffy for me, but downstairs I love. That's on Swallow Street. That's Mayfair. I love those old Scots.
I like Scots.
Scots and Cheekies are the two kind of old
classics. I've never been to Joe Cheekies, but
oh, Joe Cheekies is great.
Yeah, I'd like to go there. But like Scots, I went with my manager and I thought this, it was such good food.
Oh, it's wonderful, isn't it? Me and my friends do a supper club every 3 months. And then and it was my turn to host last summer. And then recently I take my team out for dinner once a year, just after Christmas. We do it after Christmas. So I hired this place. So it's called the London Shell Company. And it's a boat. Right. And they go from Paddington Basin up to Camden and back in 3 hours. And you don't have to hire the boat. And they do a 5-course fish menu, and it's always lovely inside. It's all sort of farro and balled, and you know, yeah, it's really lovely.
How did you find out about this?
Do you know the strangest thing? They put a flyer through my door.
Oh my god! I know.
When does that ever happen?
And it was delicious.
And it was terrific. Yeah.
That's such a good
lovely
idea.
Guy called Harry and his sister Leah.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, hon, you do a supper club?
Yeah, once every 3 months.
Once every 3 months. Yeah. How many are in your supper club?
About 12.
And you just rotate?
Yeah. And normally we have to
You're a real foodie.
We decide who does. I am, yeah. We decide who does the. We decide who does the next supper club during the next
during that supper club. Dinner.
Wow, this looks incredible.
I love that he's like a lot, you know, fish person. We've given him short ribs.
Meat guy as well.
Okay.
I love going to Rules.
So funny, we were just talking about the Martini Lounge.
Oh, it's nice.
Martini bar there. I've never been.
Can you eat of these ribs?
I'll have one, Mum. Do you want to introduce what we're having?
Oh, this is sticky beef short ribs. Wow, I hope it's all right.
Now, talk me through this. Is this a traditional dish?
No, it isn't.
No.
Oh.
I just like short ribs because I love short ribs.
Why do you love short ribs so much?
I just think they're really sweet and nice, and I think they cook well, and they're inexpensive, and... These are from Ginger Pig, though.
Oh, yeah.
Their sausages are the best sausages you've ever had.
The black pepper.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, pork and black pepper.
They're probably about £3 each.
I don't
care.
But
they are wonderful.
It's worth it.
So I got them for the Ed Sheeran podcast.
And they're courses. You ever do the courses? The meat courses.
Oh, yeah.
They do like a roast. Yeah. I've done the pork, the beef, and the lamb.
Have you?
And the sausage course. Yeah, it's really
good. You've been on all of these courses. God, yeah. You are like a real...
I am, aren't I? Yeah. God, you totally validated it.
So, like, would you ever open a restaurant?
I have. We had a restaurant for 7 years. It was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
Really?
Yeah. Don't.
The fish restaurant in Brighton, it was so difficult.
Did you think it was going to be much more fun than it was?
Yeah, it was much more... It was, the first 3 years were a lot of fun. And then,
do you want any more of what happened?
No, that was so nice, thank you. And then life happened. And then we weren't the bright young thing in Brighton anymore. And then one of our partners left. And then... And then I sort of had to be involved in it a bit more than I thought I was going to.
What was it called?
It's called Fishy Fishy. And then...
whereabouts was it?
It was in East Street in Brighton. It was a lovely, great location. And then we went to... thank you. And then business rates went up. And then it got to a point where you just go, do you know what? We can't really pass these costs on and we're not making any more money. And so we just decided to call it a day.
So you wouldn't open another restaurant?
Never say never, because I did. There were parts of it that really excited me. But you've got to get right all the time. It can't be something you do and you dip in and out of it. It's got to be something you do and the people you're with are in it for the long haul.
Or you've got to have people that you can completely rely on.
Yeah.
I just want to know what you eat for breakfast.
A lot of porridge.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm hungry as soon as I wake up.
Right, okay.
I know that.
And then I exercise.
Where
not
do you,
straight
tell
away.
Me what you do.
But early doors.
So you have porridge and then you go and exercise.
No, I can't eat before.
So where do where
a friend of mine really odd. So my friend Sid, who was my producer on X Factor, we would be traveling like UK or away or wherever, and we'd have a lot of hotel breakfast, and we'd be eating hotel breakfast, and then I'd go, what are you going to do before call time? Say call time was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And they go, I'm going to go for a run in a minute. And I go, what? We just had eggs. What are you? And you go, no, I'll be fine in about 45 minutes. For me, it takes 2 to 3 hours to... So I get up in the morning now. If I'm going to exercise, then I'll have espresso and banana and some yogurt and leave it a couple of hours and then exercise. And then I'll come back and I'm quite hungry. Or if I'm not going to exercise. So this morning I didn't exercise, but tomorrow will
be. Do you exercise every day?
Every second day or third day. That's and then tomorrow, great. I'll train tomorrow. And so I'll get up early and have an espresso and...
And how long do you train
I'll try and eat
for?
Cereal or...
So you're kind of like the bulletproof thing you kind of do. You never try the bulletproof?
No, what's that?
Okay, so you have coffee in the morning and you have it with this oil, I think it's like a collagen booster or something or whatever, and then you put ghee or like grass-fed butter or coconut oil in, you whiz it up, and it stops you being hungry. And it makes you far more effective. It made me really focused, and it makes you train harder. Work and training.
Did it work for you?
Yeah, it did. I mean, I definitely... but then my trainer was like, have a protein shake after you work out. Like, but I definitely felt really focused.
Yeah.
And it fills you up. And it's kind of tastes like almost like a latte.
Well, that's
but it's really, really supposed to really help you with concentration. You should maybe try it just because if you like the espresso thing. And it feels... it's a bit weird thinking that you're going to have butter in your coffee, but it's kind of delicious.
I love coffee.
Okay, so you were a runner on light lunch.
Yeah. Oh, that was a great... that was terrific. No, it was a researcher on light lunch. That was terrific.
Okay.
Because we had a big kind of catering truck out the back. And people were coming, and wonderful chefs were coming every day, like Jean-Christophe Novelli and James Martin. And people, you get these kind of great... I guess that first generation of TV chefs. Like the first kind of post... Keith Floyd generation of TV chefs. And so we'd have this home ec team that would always be cooking up this stuff. So after...
Great.
Yeah, so after we finished the show...
Everyone ate.
Everyone ate. And everyone ate well. You know, I remember eating goose for the first time. Linda Allen cooked goose. And I was just...
Wonderful.
I went, it was this marvel kind of going on in your mouth. It was lovely. It was really a special time, actually. I've got some... I think lunch and T4 are the two things I've done where... I still have that same group of friends. They're still my friends, really.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a fun... I mean, I watched T4. It felt like the coolest gig to have, right?
Who was on T4?
Nick Grimshaw was on it, right?
Yeah, Grim was on after us.
Jemina Jamal. Makita.
Yeah. He's now a big actress.
Yeah, she's doing well, isn't she?
Yeah.
In the States. I started with me, Ben Shepherd, Margarita Taylor.
Ben Shepherd?
Yeah,
Where's Margarita? Oh,
June Sarpong.
Capital,
yeah, or Classic.
She calls June Sarpong,
And then when we finished. Yeah, we were, yeah. Yeah, God, that was, you know, that was almost 20 years ago.
Was it music? It was a magazine program.
Yeah, it was Hangover TV. So we started, and it was my first live gig, and Andy Peters was our boss, editor, and director and producer, and Andy was a great producer, and he taught us a lot. You know, you always have to wear talkback, so you're in ear. Always has to be open, so you hear everything. He insisted on it, so if anything ever goes wrong, you can deal with it. So you're not on switch, so you either have switch where they press a button and you will hear what they want you to hear. Right. We have open where you hear everything. So anyone that walks into the gallery, you hear them, and you hear people coming
even
down.
Even when you're presenting?
All the time.
Okay. Yeah, do you still do that?
Yeah, I've got five, six... voices in my ear once. Yeah, it's quite full on. But Andy insisted on it, and
that's
it's actually
like serious training.
Yeah, he was really strict. Like, couldn't chew on the floor, couldn't chew gum on the floor. Didn't let you wear in black. Weirdly.
Oh right.
Yeah, really odd. But really good producer, very good commissioning editor, and a really good studio director. Like, he's filmed music really well too.
I find that so interesting. I know. You have six people in your.
Yeah, you've got your director, your producer, your
and
script,
then you've
supervisor.
Also got to interview somebody that's right next to you.
Yeah,
but is X Factor your dream? If you were thinking when you were
show.
Starting out, I think you should have a talk show.
Why don't you have a talk show?
Because I think I don't know. Because I look talk
show.
Why
don't you do your own talk show?
That I'd like to do that.
Table manners. This is the podcast. What is your worst table manner about other people, or do you not actually mind how people eat?
Phones. Phones in the...
Sorry.
Oh my God, I've got my phone right there and it's
you're
been going
fine.
Off
it's
all
when
the time.
No, I don't mind about that. It's just different. I think when you're out, I think home is slightly different. When you're out, if people start looking at a phone... If you've got a work call, I get it. But if people...
No, I don't.
No, if people... Some people have to work, I get it.
Jessica.
If people are talking... If you have... Jessie. If you're having dinner with someone and they start checking their Instagram or something, that's...
Jessie, you did it in the Savoy.
And Jessie did it.
Did I?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
I'm
not a massive fan of people eating whilst walking.
Oh.
Don't you ever
do it? Don't like a pret-a-manger.
A gentleman is allowed to have an ice cream when he's walking.
Okay, but a girl, a woman,
oh,
lady.
She can do what she likes.
Okay, right.
But a gentleman...
Okay, right.
But you don't want to stuff in your pie,
though. Oh, no. Sit down for a second. Just
good
savour the moment.
But you can't sit in Greg's.
Then standing for it.
Can you call your brother down to sort the pud?
Okay, so we're a bit worried it's slightly burnt.
No, it isn't burnt, darling. Sure, it's got sugar in the pastry. It's caramelised. Okay. It might be a bit burnt, sure, but you don't have to tell everyone. Alex
bought
some.
I think that looks slightly better. No, my face, I can nearly see.
Jesse,
it.
Do you know what? When you make a mistake, you don't draw attention to it.
I'm not going to serve it. I will serve it. I do a dinner lady portion. So
this looks great.
Alex is basically.
I've never made pastry in my life, so it's.
This is his first time. Right, that is a bit funny.
Okay, good luck, Alex.
Oh, Alex is great.
Oh, you're too kind.
It really is.
It's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Your pastry is not bad.
It's butter.
Well, I love it.
It should be.
It's got a real zing to it, too.
It's got 450 mils of lemon juice in it.
That's quite a lot, right?
Alex, it's actually good.
Should we say why the baked potato tasted so good? It's because Alex spilt a lot of the lemon
thing
on the baked potatoes, apparently. Nice. Yeah. Before we release you to go back to Dee, we would have loved to have had you, Dee.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Last Supper.
Yeah.
Before you're going on a
how many courses?
You can have whatever you like. You're going to die. So you can have whatever
Jesse,
you want.
Jesse, I don't like the die.
Okay,
thing.
You're never
you're going
eat
away
again.
For 6 months.
Well, that's, no, I'm happy. No. Let's just go dying.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd have Norwegian prawns.
Okay.
Just half point of those. They're taken from the fjords and they are. I'm not a massive fan of a warm water prawn, you know, I like a really cold, like a Canadian prawn or a Greenland prawn, you know. And Norwegians love their prawns, to be a Norwegian prawn. And I probably have that with like a muscadet, like a, I love all that West Coast, all European West Coast wine. So whether it's anything from...
Oh, we're going wine pairing. No one's done this yet.
Yeah,
I like this.
Anything Loire-y all the way down through to like an Albarino or Sancerre up top. Yeah, just... And then I'd go... In season sweet corn, just a really simple
a cob.
Yeah, I love sweet corn.
Would you have it with butter, or would
there's
you have
a,
it with
a place
like
in New York called Cafe Havana?
Yeah, and you have it with the parmesan. Well, and, like the white cheese. Yeah.
Right, and you been
the lime? No, but I know where it is, and I've had it on the like stalls.
You literally go and
paprika,
you and you see
chili.
The whole menu, and there's a really good menu,
and it's just sweet corn.
And you just go, and you're told to order sweet corn by anyone that goes there, and you go. Come on, man, really?
Barbecue.
And you go, okay, fine, I'll take it. And it's just, it's delicious. Unbelievable.
That is a good one, actually.
About $5. It's just
tasty.
A chew. It's unbelievable. And then I'd probably have a fish, so it would probably be John Dory or mackerel or, yeah, probably those two.
With
Jersey Royals.
Okay. This was what we were going to bloody cook him tonight. Anyway,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
we
were.
Fine,
it's
fine.
It's freezing
salmon.
Cold outside.
Fine.
It's exactly
okay.
What you needed
salmon,
tonight.
Darling,
it's so nice.
But actually,
okay.
We could have got Norwegian salmon.
And then I'll finish up with Jesse Ware's Eating Mess.
Oh, God, he's such a charmer. Demi O'Leary, you've been... I know. Well, I did do a really good one. I did it with stem ginger and poached nectarines and apricots in, like, Muscat. And it just worked. It was easy. It worked. Thank you so much for being on Table Manners.
I loved it.
You've been like the biggest foodie, I think,
you've
had.
Yeah, you are definitely.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice. Yeah. Thanks, Gal. I loved it. Thank
no,
you.
No, pleasure. And I can't wait to hear a podcast or a talk show. What do we say? Irish?
Schloiter.
Schloiter.
Schloiter. But Lachaim.
Lachaim.
Thank you.
We didn't have enough gossip.
No, I know.
Gossip. Have we not gossip?
No, we didn't.
This isn't gossip? I feel like it's gossip.
Oh, damn it. No. We can do better than that.
Oh, God. Turn the mic off.
Thank you so much for doing
Thank
it.
Thank you, Dermot. Jesse.
Yeah.
I think we should have made more effort with the food. I didn't know we had like a super foodie on.
That was like a booby trap.
I know. He knew.
He does a supper club, Mum.
I know. He knew.
And he really likes fish.
I know. Sorry.
Like everything was fish. Everything in his last meal is fish.
I know. And he had a fish restaurant called Fishy Fish. I know. But he did get stuck into the short ribs.
If he's Dermot O'Leary, I feel like he would, you know, he's just a nice guy.
Yeah.
We will never know whether Dermot liked our sticky ribs
or
not.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Because he was always going to eat them. However, I do think he loved the chicken soup.
Darling, I know what I'm doing.
Like he was cupping that bowl and like one of the three bears. that was good. And
can I just say, he's more handsome in real life.
Oh yeah. And did you get the hug?
Mum,
did you feel the best hugger? No, yeah.
Yeah.
He holds on very strong. He works out. But yeah. He does do the best hugs ever. Yeah,
he's the most delightful person.
I know. Would have liked a bit more goss, wouldn't you?
Definitely want to know about Simon. And
you should have said off the record more, Mum.
I couldn't do that, darling, because I didn't feel I wanted to compromise him. Just didn't want to be that nosy.
I feel like we've just had our biggest foodie.
And you debate potatoes. You said,
Mum, there's nothing wrong with a baked potato.
Well, I think
actually really complimented the sticky ribs.
Do you?
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with a baked potato.
We started off with Jewish. We went into Louisiana.
And we left via Paris. Thank you so much for listening to Table Manners. It's been a pleasure to have Dermot O'Leary on the show. I've been Jessie Ware, and you know the score. You're supposed to introduce yourself now.
We don't do that, darling. You say goodnight from my mum, and then bye-bye.
Well, Mum, I thought you were versatile.
People might not
be listening
at night.
Okay. You've been listening to Table Manners. I'm Jessie Ware, and I'm still here with my mum. Okay, you still haven't got the hang of this. It's driving me mad. You should know better.
Did you see
how I just rolls off the tongue?
I know,
now
but did you see how Dermot leant into the microphone? He was a professional.
He knew.
I know.
You could learn a lot from him.
I'm not going to be a radio presenter, though, am I?
You never know.
Maybe.
Thank you so much for listening. I feel very full.
Do you?
I do.
Did you not like the food?
I did like it. It's just I think we need to go lighter next time.
Okay, darling.
It's quite heavy. I know it's winter. Maybe
you only had one little bit.
I think we need spring to come so I can have something lighter.
Springy.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. Say goodbye to your fans, Mum.
Bye. The music you've been listening to on Table Manners was composed by Peter Duffy and Peter Fraser. The production has been done by Cup and Nozzle. Please subscribe. And if you like it, please rate us 5 stars. And if you don't like it, don't be mean.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.